This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. March 12th. That's the last day the KUT news staff saw each other in person and worked together at the radio station. Managing editor Ben Philpott told us that the next day, almost all of us would work remotely to practice that routine just in case. Well, March 13th brought the first confirmed COVID-19 cases in Austin, and our trial run became the new normal. And since then, the KUT staff, just like many of you, have been trying to balance the professional and personal while working from home during these stressful and uncertain times. Over the coming weeks and months, I'll be checking in with the KUT news staff to hear how they're adjusting and give you a peek at how they're doing their jobs under drastically different circumstances. Right now, we're going to hear from Morning Edition news anchor Nadia Hamdan and education reporter Claire McInerney.
I get story ideas and I meet sources being out and about. So I'm at a school doing another story and then a teacher tells me something, or I'm at a school board meeting and I meet a parent who came to talk for public comment. And that's how I kind of like build my network, build my understanding of the education world. So being in my apartment at a desk in my bedroom kind of takes a lot of that away, and I have to really go seek people. So I've been leaning a lot on teachers and, you know, principals I've met before to kind of check in. Something I love about being a reporter is meeting new people and seeing their environment. And so seeing someone's home, seeing a school, and I can't do that right now. It's all like so far away from me. So I'm trying to figure out how to get that back by just talking to people digitally.
Nadia, what about you? We work together in the mornings, but we actually haven't seen each other in several weeks now.
Yeah, mine's a little different. I'm not usually out in the field as much as Claire is. I'm usually in the office alongside you and Danny, our producer. So for me, the main thing that I've had to get used to is working from home, which I really never do. Like even before this all happened, if I needed to work, I would go to a cafe. Like I live in a very small studio apartment and you don't have a lot of table space. So I've always felt it's really hard for me to focus at home, but I've definitely gotten over that. And you and I have kind of been tag teaming it because I still do get to go into the office. We take turns so that there's only one of us in the office to kind of work the board in the morning and host and do the newscast at the same time. Kind of doing things that was a three-person job and you're kind of having to juggle it on your own. But I would say I think the saddest thing, our office is usually full of people by 8 or 9 in the morning, and it's definitely kind of strange to walk out of the studio at 10 and see it so empty.
Everybody is in the same boat of needing to stay home as much as possible, except for only essential things. Is there something that you're really missing that you wish you could do that you're just not able to do right now? Nadia, anything that you're just like, oh, I really miss this?
First and foremost, my family, for sure. I mean, they're all in Dallas and I miss them a lot. But like in terms of my life here, I've always been a really active person in the sense that I'm rarely at my house. Like I get off at one, so I'll usually go places, you know, like I have my regular cafes, my regular bars, my regular places I like to go thrifting or go to the movies. And within each of those places, you know, even if I'm just going there to like kind of sit alone with people, like I'll be reading or listening to a podcast or whatever, because I'm a regular, I get to know the people that work there. You know, I just really kind of miss talking to people and then like the prospect of meeting new people when you go out to these kinds of places. And I feel like I haven't been able to do that.
Claire, what about you? Anything you're particularly missing these days?
Yeah, very specifically, I kickbox and I do Muay Thai and I miss it so much. Like it was the best stress reliever to just like kick and punch stuff. And if I've ever been more stressed in my life and needed to kick and punch anything, it was right now. Like Nadia too, I'm a huge extrovert. I also live alone in a small apartment, which was always fine because I wasn't here a lot. I came here to relax and go to bed. So now it's become everything. So I just miss my friends. Like every time I do go to HEB, I'm like, tell me your life story to the person checking me out.
Is there anything though that you've learned or discovered during this time that, you know, you can kind of live without, or that you used to be, oh my gosh, this is so important. And now that we don't have it, you're like, I'm okay without it. Claire, anything come to mind for that?
I have kind of focused more on like the simple pleasures. I'm watching a movie now and I'm truly trying to put myself in that movie because I've been in my apartment all day. And last night I was watching The Social Network and they had these wide shots of Boston. Oh my God, look at those old buildings. Oh, this is an escape for a little bit. I spent a lot of time like being out and about and flittering about, and I'm kind of learning I can take a whole day and just relax and be at home and not have to have plans and feel very comfortable and relaxed.
Nadia, anything that you're kind of learning that, oh, it's actually not so bad to be without this?
I think one of the silver linings here is that for me, it's slowed everything down. I think I sometimes overschedule myself. And so with this, I've learned to live without a lot of things. And that's kind of forced me to really appreciate the little things that are actually within my reach. Walking outside in Peace Park near my house, I really, really, really relish those walks. Mm-hmm. I do yoga every day and I'm way more present than I was before when I was doing yoga and then running to the next thing and running to the next thing. Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, I still miss a lot of those things. But I think the nice thing that I'm going to try to take with me after this is that you can really slow down and you don't have to do everything all the time. You can really just appreciate one small thing in that day.
Have you been thinking about once it's safe to be out and about again and doing things again? Have either of you thought about like what the first thing is you want to do when it's okay?
I'm going to hug Nadia.
Oh my God, I can't wait to hug Claire. We used to hug every day in the office. It was the
thing. Morning I'd walk in and give her a hug. And like, we both live alone. So that, you know, there's no hugs happening. So I can't wait to hug my friend.
I know.
So virtual hugs for right now. KUT's Claire McInerney, she covers education, and KUT's Nadia Hamdan is our Morning Edition newscaster. And Claire and Nadia, thanks so much for your time and conversation today.
Thank you, Jen.